Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening. My, my, my. We made it through another week, and today we are at the beginning, November the 6th, 2013. And for all our listeners out there, we're glad you made it through. And if you still don't think you quite made it, I can vouch for the fact that you are here. So you obviously got through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we begin, we need to start off in prayer. And I can tell you, sitting in Toronto right now, the city sure needs some prayer because there's a lot going on in the city of Toronto. And there's a lot going on in Canada. So we need to really, really pray And I'm going to remind you that you're not only supposed to pray for yourself and your friends and your family and your neighbors and your churches and especially your pastors, but you got to pray for the government, the people who oversee you. It's not good when you are doing what you have to do and everybody else around you is doing right and other people are having a hard time. Amen? Praise God. So let us look to the Lord in prayer right now this evening. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for getting us through this week. And for those who are still going through, Father, we know that you always get us through. And so for that, we are truly glad and grateful that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father, as we begin this show, we think of those out there in need, Father, Lord. Only you know what's their need is, what their desires are, and you also said that you would give us the desires of our hearts. So we look to that this evening and know that you would fix all things. No matter how difficult it may seem to us, we know that man cannot fix things, but God is greater than all things. And so for this, we are truly thankful. Father, we look to those who are hungry, who are without a home or in need of family or a friend, Father God, or lonely or grieving or mourning or just not feeling well, Father God. And we look to it and know that there is nothing too difficult for my God. So, Lord, we lift them up this evening. Father God, as we prepare to go forth, we ask also that you would look to the heads of state, Father God, municipal, provincial, federal, and all our world leaders, Father God. And we ask, Father, that you would let them be mindful that they may be in charge, but you truly are in control. And Father, we ask that they would fear you in the way that it should be, so therefore they would bow and bend and serve in accordance to thy will and treat people and those who follow them and are led by them, that they would lead them with great love, great discipline, and wisdom and discernment. And Father God, we speak to financial gain and we ask, Father God, that it be done in a godly way. And Father, that you'd share the wealth and allow your people not to suffer. But now we begin our evening, and Father, we ask very much that you would join us, you would be here, and we ask that everything that you hear, that it be pleasing in thy sight and in thy ears. And Father God, use me, fill me, mold me, make me, and Father, bless us. Bless me and all those who are listening now and those who will be listening later. We ask it now, and you said it would be if we asked in Jesus' name, and therefore we consider it done. And all those in agreement would say, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's start off with a song. Because I'm really itching to hear some music. Praise the Lord. It's been a very, very busy day. It's been a very, very busy few days. And literally an extremely busy week. So I need a little something to praise the Lord. You know what? We're going to play my friend, Pastor Richard Brown, the Glass Award recipient, Grateful People. Because we want to know, where are all the grateful people? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where are. I need to know where I belong. Tell me where. Yeah. Somebody lift it to the Lord. Say, I need to know.
Tell me where.
I need to know. Everybody, hey!
Amen. Where are the grateful people? Well, no matter how bad things may seem, remember, you always have something to be thankful for because somebody out there has it a lot worse than you. And well, to be honest, somebody out there didn't make it today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I hope you're all well and feeling blessed and had a wonderful, wonderful week. And I want to say a special birthday shout out to my brother who just had his birthday last week, and we celebrated it with him on Sunday at a surprise, and it was simply awesome. We had some old friends there and people I haven't seen in the past, so I guess it technically wasn't a throwback Thursday, more like a throwback Sunday, praise God. And it was so wonderful reminiscing and seeing everybody. So a big shout out to my brother who had a birthday, and to my Uncle Ronnie who had a birthday on Sunday in Barbados. So praise God. Special people having birthdays. Amen. Now, if you've had a birthday between last week and this week, well, of course, we certainly want to say happy birthday to you. Praise God. I know a young lady at my office who has a birthday on Saturday, and I know I have to do a special shout-out for her because she keeps running around and telling everybody, do you know what Saturday is? Saturday's my birthday. She is so excited. Praise God. And you know what? And so she should be. I think it's a wonderful time to remember that you made it through another year. You may not have all the things you want, and you may not be where you want to be, but the Lord has you where he needs you to be. Or, I hate to tell you the truth, maybe the Lord meant for you to be in a better situation, and you took a detour, and sometimes it takes a little longer to get where the Lord was supposed to have you. Sometimes we don't like to take direction very well. Praise the Lord. And so I just want to do a special birthday shout out to everybody else who's been celebrating a birthday all this week. And, oh, and my old school chum back from high school, his name is Ilya. He has a birthday today, too. So happy birthday, Ilya. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, we don't just celebrate birthdays. We also want to celebrate if you've accomplished something or if you're celebrating something or maybe you had a baby or something wonderful like that. I want to say a special shout-out to my friend Bev because I know she's got a new title from her schooling, praise the Lord. And so she just posted it, actually, on Facebook. And, yes, to have those special letters behind your name is always a joy and a blessing. It looks odd. And it's kind of different, but it's for a purpose. And so I just pray that the Lord continues to bless her and see her through. Praise the Lord. Also, we want to say happy anniversary to anybody who's been celebrating for their anniversary. Praise God. It's always a wonderful thing when you get through a milestone and you can commemorate. So celebrate. Celebrate, celebrate. I know there's certain religions that they don't celebrate things like this. And, you know, and that's their choice. But I can tell you right now here at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, we always celebrate. And we'll even come and celebrate with you if you want us to. Praise God. But for now, let's do a little something for our birthday folk. And I pray that they had a wonderful, wonderful time and they were able to enjoy it. And that God would give them many more years and lots more joy. Amen.
Everybody pump some more way, pump some jumping, pump some Elise, pump some low. Pump some more way, pump some jumping, pump some Elise, pump some low. Yeah, let me party there. Yeah, who there? Yeah, who there? Happy, 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 that's happy, but you must see the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This time, but you don't need to pretend. See, are there, happy, but you go there. Do my mother for there, special after for there. See, pick up some more, and my brother, chop some chicken. Some chicken with pepper soup. You go drink something, you go kaput. Everybody sings, you got them, they know it, oh, eh. When you see them, they throw it, oh, eh. You go sing, you go run, you go run. You go the one where they come from. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. It's a money birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping. Everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday. Everybody there. Down sweet to baby and no hot thing. Everybody make you jolly they go. Jolly like say there's no tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip 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 pure. Everybody make you hip hop pure. My mama day. My mama day. You make a taboo today. Every party party day. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony.
Feel it,
Can it be you? Can it be you? For this party, I swear it'll be you. For this party, no big deal. I love a lot of songs, but the pattern, 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 but the pattern,
but the pattern, but the pattern, but the pattern, but the pattern, but the pattern,
but the pattern,
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Happy birthday. Amen. And we hope that all went well and your celebrations are blessed. And you know what? If you have to celebrate by yourself, we don't want you to feel like you're with you, so feel free, contact us, email us. We have a special shout out to you. Praise God. All right, so we're going to keep moving. We had a wonderful weekend doing all sorts of wonderful things, and especially we went to see a very, very special play, which even allowed for the preview of a movie. And it talks about gangs and all sorts of things like that. And that's very prevalent right now with what's going on. And, well, we also have this very interesting, I didn't make it a right on point hot topic, but it's a very, I put mind-blowing topic. And we're going to give you a chance to give your thoughts and opinions. So, obviously, you don't have to just be in Toronto. You could be anywhere around the world because I already know it's spreading all over the world. But the Toronto mayor has admitted to smoking crack cocaine, and he also refuses to step down as mayor of Toronto, and he has at least a year or so left to serve. And there's all sorts of major police investigations going on around people who he was dealing with, who may have been providing him with his drugs, so many things. He admits to being drunk publicly at so many different things, and apparently he smoked the crack in a drunken stupor, and the story just goes on. And I know we're not supposed to judge anybody, but really, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's kind of messed up. But I guess when you think about it, because we're all allowed second chances, I think he needs to sort himself out. And my personal thought, not that anybody cares to hear, but my personal thought on the topic is I think he needs to step down. He's brought lots of embarrassment to the city of Toronto and to Canada as a whole. But I also think he needs to go and get help. There's nothing wrong with falling down, and you got to get back up. But at the same point, you can't just get up and keep falling down. You got to get back up and make sure you have all the right things to keep you up. Amen. And I know his brother was kind of shocked. He'd been defending him, Doug Ford, for some time. And it's sort of sad because I think he's a little disappointed, and I'm sure his family are quite shocked. And I don't know. I'm embarrassed for him. I feel sorry for him. We're going to pray for him. Amen. And just, you know, I just hope he gets it right. And I think he's determined he's not going to let go of this position. And I guess he worked really hard. And he really does love the city of Toronto. That much we do know. He may not be able to hold that position with great class and dignity, but we know he's passionate about the people of Toronto. But at the same point, how much are you helping Toronto when now Toronto is only known no longer for the CN Tower and for the great shopping and the Eaton Center and all the wonderful things and the amazing people here? I'm a little biased. But also now all we're known is for the mayor who smokes crack cocaine. My. I would love to hear from somebody in Washington, D.C., because I know they've been through it before with Mary and Barry, and that would be rather interesting to hear from them. So please feel free to contact us. You can message us on Facebook, on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page, or you can message me at Pastor J. Rouse on Facebook. Also, you can email us at rouseministriesbroadcasting@gmail.com or pastorjrouseshow@gmail.com. And we are also on Twitter. Yes, we tweet. Praise the Lord. Just like the little bird. It's Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter. Just Pastor J. Rouse. Sorry, just Pastor Rouse Show. No J, yes. Okay. But moving right along. It's a kind of odd topic. But let's check out what's happening in our international community events. Don't forget you can submit them. Check out our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page where we notify everybody and let everybody know what's going on. And so we'll be coming right back after that with our community international events and hope that you enjoy it. But more importantly, don't forget to submit it. And don't forget to submit your church shout-outs and everything else. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now we're going to check out Stuck in Traffic by Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs. Amen. Praise God. And before we begin all our international community events, we have one special event that's going to be taking place, and we were able to connect up with Dionne Denton, and she is the writer, producer, and everything else to do with a play called Pieces of Me. So this is my interview with her, and this was done when we were live on location at the wonderful play Ultimate Sacrifice. This is Pastor Jay Rouse, and I'm here still getting ready to head out at Global Kingdom Church Ministries. And I tell you, the Ultimate Sacrifice is not just named because of the ultimate sacrifice, but the play itself was the ultimate. Praise God. We'll be doing our review on our show live on Wednesday. However, speaking of plays and covering plays, I've been tracking down somebody I did not know, and I'm now sitting right beside, and her name is Dionne Denton, if yes. I'm correct.
Yes.
Now, everyone, you recall on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications page, we've been promoting Pieces of Me, and I said, I've got to check this thing out. It looks amazing. We put a link. I think I even put one of the trailers or something on our page on Facebook. And now I'm sitting here with Dionne. Dionne Denton.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Live and in person.
Live, as it would say, live and direct. Praise the Lord. Now, Dionne, what is your connection to Pieces of Me?
I am the writer. Mm-hmm. I wrote the play. I wrote the music. I wrote all the songs. Mm-hmm. I directed the play. My husband and I are producing the play. So we are writing, producing, directing everything.
Okay. That's,
and it's our company, Promise Productions,
yes.
that's actually producing it.
Okay. So. And I like that, too. When I read that out on the show, I said, by Promise Productions. It just it has so much promise. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. And it just oozes positivity.
Yes.
Now, I kind of like what I was reading because it's like you don't expect that the guy would have things together and the girl's the one not got it together. And so I kind of like that because it did a twist because we usually have this typical thing where the girl has it together
right,
and the guy just doesn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It left so much intrigue that I was like, what is this? I got to find out what it is.
Well, the story is about a restless wife mm-hmm. trying to return to her past. It's pretty much the backdrop of the story is the Jose and Gomer
okay.
story. It's one of the most popular unknown Bible story.
Right.
So we took the story and rather than tell it from God's perspective or Hosea's perspective, we're not denying their perspective.
Uh-huh.
We're telling the wife's story.
Okay.
And so we're telling her side and we're showing her faults and her failures, but also her triumphs.
Uh-huh.
And talking about the dangers of restlessness and the power of purpose.
Okay.
And so we're dealing with all of that in a love story.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful love story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that because I got a little worried just reading about it. I was like, this cannot come out too smooth. So we have to see where this goes.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to try and see if we can check this out. We want everyone to show up. So we have to let them know when because I know there are certain days and then mm-hmm. it stops. And
right. So we start Wednesday, November 20th.
Yeah.
And we go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday we have two shows, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
And then we break Sunday, Monday, and then we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday again.
Yeah.
So we have 11 shows in total. Wednesday night is preview night, so that's when like the media is coming in and whatever. Our official opening night is the Thursday night, so that's our opening night, and we are going full and going strong
yes,
from there.
That's
so
a lot of shows.
11 shows. But we're going strong. And we've got a great cast.
Yes.
Sheldon Neal, who was in The Ultimate Sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
and his sister, Crystal Neal.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so we got a family thing
okay.
going on.
And I
okay.
know the mother and the father.
Lady Neal from Ottawa.
Yeah. The mother and the father.
Amazing.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, and Sheldon is actually the youth pastor at our church.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal is one of our worship leaders.
Okay.
And there, and the rest of the cast are actually professional actors that came in.
Right.
So we did a mix of, you know, with the cast and everything like that. So
I'm going to cut you here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You said your church. You got to give a church shout out. You
gotta do a shout out to your church.
Rhema Ministries. Okay. We thank you to Rhema because my Pastor Roach allowed us to use this space. We're rehearsing at Rhema every day. We're rehearsing. We're gonna be selling tickets there starting tomorrow.
Okay.
After each service, we have a table there. So shout out to Rhema, mm-hmm. Pastor Miko, and all the members there. Thank you for your support.
And you know what? And I was hanging out with his wife for the Women in Excellence, so I fell in love with
Lady
Miko. And I fell in love with his mother-in-law. She's always been an amazing woman. So
she has the sweetest.
Don't tell anyone, but they're on my favorite list. And so, of course, as I saw her, and I was talking to him, and he's heard about me, so I don't know if that's good. But I kept telling her, I will slip you a 10. I'll raise it to 15 if you continue to tell him I'm a nice person. So she kept telling me every time. I said, do your thing. And she'd say, she's a very nice person. So. But I said, I've got to come to Rhema. Now, it looks like Rhema gives birth to a lot of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much. We had Alinka Chambers, who was doing Mute in May, and then we had Cheryl's Place. So we have a lot of people who are in the arts. We have Robert Chambers, who the Any Key Music System. We have a lot of people, and Pastor Miko supports the arts, and
yeah,
he pushes people to go out in the arts, and that's a big thing. That's a very big thing
very
for
good.
Us. Yeah.
And I think it's exceptional for the young people because it allows young people to get involved.
Yeah, and show their creative side. And a lot of people, you don't see their true self until you see them on stage, and the shyness is gone, and all of the fear and everything, and
mm-hmm.
and that's when they realize, this is where I belong. So it's a new avenue, and
right.
we're going there.
I think Pastor Jay is going to have to show up at Rhema. I promised
yes,
Pastor Miko I would.
Please
and,
do.
And I hopefully your ushers won't usher me out, but usher me in, because I told them I'm going to come and I'm not going to behave. I'm going to be loud.
That's okay.
Amen.
That's okay. You'll fit right in. We're all there.
Praise
we're
God.
All there. So.
So how are you feeling about your play coming out now?
I'm excited. I'm excited. It's been a... It's a journey. We did a small production of it back in 2008, and so we've been reworking it since 2008. And we went out, we hired all the best, and we're entering the Dora Awards, and so we're getting all the best from you know to perform, and we're excited,
mm-hmm.
and we're rehearsing way into the night, and we're pushing the dream and everything, and just realizing that we can actually go out there with our gift and affect the world, and that's
yes.
what we're doing.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going out, and we're Pastor Miko has a standard of excellence,
yes.
you know, that you don't go out there and present anything less.
Yes. Don't be calling out my church's name.
Seriously, I know, right?
And we just did a shout out.
I know, right? So you can't be going out there with anything that's just not
half
good.
Half.
Yeah, half and half and whatever. I mean, so we've learned the standard of excellence, and
right.
that's what we're operating in. So
okay.
so it will be excellence, and I'm not just saying that to get people there
yes.
because we've put everything in place. We hired the best of who we knew there, and
Amen.
So
Amen.
It will be amazing.
All right, well, Dion, you know I'm going to try and find one of these days.
Yes,
in my busy schedule,
of course.
That we'll have to come. I do pictures, I do all sorts of stuff, so you know we'll be on
mm-hmm.
it. We will be on it.
Looking forward to it.
Don't have them throw me out. Now you got to tell everybody where they're going.
Theater Pass Morale. Now, for those of you Scarborough folks who's afraid to come downtown, get rid of the fear
yes.
and come downtown. It's at Theater Pass Morale. It's at 16 Ryerson Avenue. And if you Google Theater Pass Morale's box office, you'll actually see our flyer, and all the information will be on their site.
Okay.
And so you purchase ticket there, or you call in, purchase a ticket, or you can wait until the day, but I wouldn't guarantee you that you're going to get tickets. So.
Okay. All right. So you heard it live and direct from the lady herself. And so we're going to check out Pieces of Me. Pastor Jay and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communication. We will cover this. We will keep everyone informed. But in the meantime, I know I have to let her go because she's out there doing some serious connection work and networking. So in the meantime, I'm going to continue to lift you up in prayer.
Thank you.
I know that what is to be is going to be.
Thank you.
And
Amen.
God will see it through. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I'm looking forward. I tell you, I just so want to see what's going to happen. I'm so intrigued with this.
Yes, you will be
so
shocked.
Intrigued.
You will
and
be
I,
shocked.
I'm dying to see this girl that falls apart and doesn't have it together. I'm telling you, it looks so temptress.
She's a soul, yes.
Okay, so it's gonna have some grit, some
yes.
passion, and some depth. Amen.
And it's all
suitable for the entire family.
Definitely. Well, hello. We know we only cover
stuff like that.
Yeah,
so we just want people to know.
It's family suitable. Friendly.
It's family friendly. No nudity, no swearing, no any of that.
No. We're good to go. Yeah. And so that's Pastor Jay Rouse. I'm going to head out. I've got to go and see Cheryl before I leave. And once again, Sister Dion, thank you so much. God bless you. God be with you.
Thank you.
And God stir it up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Pastor Jay Rouse signing out. God bless. Amen. Praise God. So that pieces of me, and that's starting November the 20th. So don't forget, you want to check that out. Continue to check information on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications page. We are most definitely going to get a night to go and check it out, and we'll report on it live. Amen. And so it's going to be exciting. I just love the concept. Now, happening on November 9th, that's just in a couple days, it says DMV's Got Talent Show and Dance. Okay, and Tanya L. Lewis, she's a Christian comedian. She'll be performing. It says, come one, come all, support your local talent in the DMV area. So an evening of family, fun, fellowship, and get your dance on in Jesus' name. Amen. I love it. And the music's going to be by DJ Marv. And that's Highlights at 454 Cambridge Street in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Now, the tickets are $25. I'm going to give this number. It's area code 571-249-5543. Or you can visit, and it says dmvtalent.eventbrite.com. And refreshments will be served. But this information can also be found at our Facebook Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. So you want to check that out. Have yourself a good time. Get your party on. A couple other things we're going to be following up until the new year. It says massive announcement. The Barbados Music, Fashion, and Film Awards will take place on two nights, January 11th and January 12th, at the Lloyd Erickson Sandiford Center. The venue has been booked, and they're ready to go. Now, if you want to order tickets for those people in Barbados or anybody who's from outside of Barbados and wants to go and check out the awards, they can get their tickets. It says early bird tickets for one night is $50, and that's Film and Fashion Awards with massive fashion show included. Night two is $50, Music Awards, and Early Bird, very limited, season tickets are $75, which includes both nights. There are no general or VIP tickets for this event. All patrons will be considered VIP. I like the way they word that. Amen. Order your tickets. Now, this is for Barbados, so it would be area code 246, and the number is 255-2262 to avoid disappointment. Honorees for fashion and film to be announced tomorrow, and that was a few days ago, but you definitely want to check it out. We're going to try and see if we can get in touch with them and get some more information and share it, because we love to share things around the world, and we like to give you events that everybody can go, that they're Christian, non-Christian, and family-friendly, and everybody can go and have a good time. And so you don't want to miss it out. So we'll continue to stay on that and bring you the information and the updates on what is taking place. Amen? All right. Now, as we continue to keep it real, moving right along, I have a public service announcement that I posted on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. It says, just a quick public service announcement. This is Movember, that's with an M, the month formerly known as November. Now, if you need to know why it's called Movember and no longer November, you can email us at rouseministriesbroadcasting@gmail.com. And if you know why, then keep our wonderful men of God around for a long time and encourage them to go for their prostate checkup. We women were trained to think pink for breast cancer awareness, but a good Christian woman is nothing without a good Christian man around. So we intend to make our days last, and we want to do with our boyfriends, husbands, fathers, brothers, uncles, neighbors, and friends around. There's no point in us hanging around and staying alive, and you guys aren't taking care of yourself. Now, and I said, what? If we get the girls checked, then you need to get the guys checked. And that's from Pastor Jay Rouse and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication, because we don't just believe in life everlasting, but your life lasting right here, right now, too. Amen. Praise God. All right. Just some more announcements here very quick. The online film festival for the new Caribbean Tales function called Filmorama. You can submit yours today, up until December the 12th. Yeah, I believe that's the information. And you can log on to www.caribbeantales-tv.com, okay, and submit your films. Amen. It should be very good, so you don't want to miss out on that opportunity. And that's until December the 12th. We'll continue to remind you as this comes up. And we want you to know, I should highlight that so you know exactly what's going on. Okay. Just another announcement. We were following Chrissy, the movie, with Ms. Marcia Weeks. It says, Chrissy has been accepted for the Bronze Lens Film Festival in Atlanta. And I know they're excited, and we're very proud. So we want to continue to keep them going and keep them happy and keep them sharing, and definitely want to make sure that we support our local filmmakers wherever they are. Amen. So make sure you put out your support, and if you feel like you need to support somebody and not sure how, then please get in touch with us at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication at gmail.com. Amen. Moving right along, we have a few more things taking place. All right, here we go. The sing-off. Nope, this already happened, I believe. That was November the 1st. Let me double-check this. I don't want to give out misleading. Yeah, I think that was November the 1st. It was the sing-off at the St. George's Silvertown. I believe that already took place. We should do some follow-up and find out how everything went, praise the Lord, and continue to keep feeding. Now, we want to know what you did this weekend, so you can always keep us posted and let us know what's happened in your weekend and what you got up to. If you weren't at Ultimate Sacrifice, then you missed something really good. Now, we have a couple more things. We've already talked about Pieces of Me. Just a reminder that the Keeping Up with the Joneses movie will be releasing very, very soon, and we'll continue to keep you posted on some information regarding that. Now, I know we've got another play going on, and I know it's an AME play because those are my people. All right, you want to also check out some information with the Detroit Mass Choir. Thursday, November the 28th at 5 p.m., they have a play taking place, and you might want to go and check that out. That's Thursday, November the 28th at 5 p.m. They're doing their selling of their song, Thanksgiving, I guess right in time for Thanksgiving. Amen. I still think there's some other things that we need to know. I'm just going scrolling through. We have so much stuff happening. This is a joy to be able to share so many things. And then we're going to move along, because we definitely have somebody amazing that we want you to hear from this evening. And, you know, it's kind of odd that we talk about drugs and gangs and things like that. Okay, now here we go. Spare Change. It's a play at Bethel AME Church at 5050 Richard Allen Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan. Their phone number is area code 313-831-8810. Tickets are only $20. And it says, another African Methodist Episcopal Church event, amen, that's Saturday, November the 23rd at 2:30 p.m. And I love that line. It says, if Medea had a brother, his name would be Spare Change. So you know that's going to be some good laughs. So you know what? Let's move along. We're going to bring up some more information. But right now, we want to hear a song. And it's funny, I'm going to save one song because I think it's going to be good when we start talking about Rob Ford, but we're going to play my favorite song and my favorite girl, Ms. Gray, Mrs. Gray, she's going to share that song with me, praise the Lord, but I really, really enjoy this song. I just got to get my hands on it. And it is by the gentleman who's going to be joining me very, very shortly. It's called Watching by Maurice Gray featuring J5th and Bishop T.D. Jakes. And after this, we're going to hear from Mr. Maurice Gray, the man and his music.
Things just ain't the same in my hood. Grew up, we understood if you were soft, it was like that. Nowadays, people pump weights and they tote gas. Scared to take an ass,
what they running from that?
I was taught to look a man in the eye.
That's respect.
Same man you see now, ready to break your neck. I've been through it all, cussed out and stabbed in the back. Serious as heart attacks, they even stabbed me through that. Heart bleed, I'm crying like I'm going off speed. There they go, calling me now, this is just what I need.
Man.
Been around phony enough to know it. When I see it, wanna play me like an A, but I just can't be it. Whistle to this, you know I'ma keep it hot, I'm burning it up, fire. I don't need your spot, since I come this far by faith, I'ma use it. You want truth? Just listen to my music.
Church people I know, always act like they know, holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low, since I know what they know, they don't know me no
church just ain't the same, I tell ya, it's a lot like the world full of gossip and strangers. Hearts full of anger and they ready to fight. That's from the pulpit down till they turn out the lights. I came to get my mind off things, looking for change, looking for peace. I can't find it here. This year I lost a homie to gangs, he didn't bang. So my things retaliate and shoot up some things. But I heard, love your brother, forgive him and pray. I wanna smack him, then walk away. Since I know the truth, I'ma conduct myself, restrain from foul talk so I don't curse myself. It's bad when the places they go, they got issues. They act like they miss you, then you do something wrong. Now they talking about you, gossip, you feel beaten. That's church hurt, you leave and go back to the street.
These church people I know, always act like they know, holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your confidants.
Things just ain't the same for folks that be running around performing, acting like it's the ghost. They hate in church and criticize the most, but in hopes to get to heaven when they bless as they choke. They point fingers and I hate to erupt, but I'm mad because they out sinning more than us. They get vexed when the pastor preach, and barely be wanna clap when the truth he speaks. And he be talking that to you and me. How you first to throw a stone, sinning more than me? I guess being a hypocrite don't matter to you. You ain't gotta cover your mouth, I'm only telling the truth. This he Satan provides setting fire to you. And if God was ruthless, he'll raise your roof. Just know that your blessings, you're blocking. It's the voice of the Lord right here.
These church people I know, always act like they know, holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. Since I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
And you will think that they are for you, when they are really not for you. They are just for what you are for. And by the time you get to falling in love with them, they will break your heart as they hook up with somebody else who is for what you are for. About you anyway, it was about the causes that you represent. They are for what you are for, but they are not for you. They are your constituents. Can I go deeper with this?
Amen. They're watching. And it's almost ironic, like I said, that we're dealing with this in Toronto right now with Mayor Ford and his his alcohol matter and this revelation and confession publicly about smoking crack cocaine, and then us watching this amazing play, The Ultimate Sacrifice by Shel Nemhard, that was just mind-blowing. And it just seems these are the realities that we're dealing with. And I think the church is afraid to deal with some of the topics that are at hand. And you know what? The Bible might tell us that we should not be of the world, but we still need to be in the world. And we still have to be able to allow a light to shine in darkness. And sometimes we need different people to reach into that darkness that can help pull out all sorts of different people. Now, speaking of that, I have on the line here a gentleman by the name of Maurice Gray. We were able to touch base with him very quickly last week, but we're going to get some more inside story on him. And that was his track, as I said, Watching by Maurice Gray, featuring J5th and Bishop T.D. Jakes. And I have to now share this wonderful song with his wife. Well, bless her heart. She's my new friend. Brother Maurice?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. How are you doing this evening?
I'm feeling great. God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is. You know, I'm so glad he's in the blessing business. He could have been in some other kind of business, and we would have been a right mess. But it's a good thing he does what he does. So now we were able to determine last week that you're lost because you are from L.A.
Yes, correct.
And then you ended up in Louisiana. So ironically, most people who were running from a flood, you ran to it. You must like to swim or something.
Oh, man, I couldn't drink all that water if I tried. But God created a healthy boat for me. Put it like
okay.
That.
You and Noah have a lot in common then.
Oh, yes. He just has more kids than I do.
I know that's right. So what brought you to Louisiana?
It's a long story, but a short story. My mom is originally from the South.
Uh-huh.
And she was raised here. And one of her aunts got sick, and nobody in the family can come here to take care of her. So I was free at the time. So I came down. I got caught up, and then I left and came back home because my mom came. And then I came back once again, and I had an intervention with the Lord.
Okay.
And, man, he told me that he wanted to use me here in the South, and I wasn't trying to hear it. I was trying to get back to California and do my thing. And, you know, the day before I left, the Lord just clearly spoke to me, told me that if I left the South, that I was going to lose everything. And I knew what he did. But at the same time, like I said, I didn't care. And I went back to California, and within 2 weeks, I was homeless.
Wow. That's a testimony and a half.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, when God has a calling on your life to do something great, it's very important that you yield at that time and do what he asks you to do because there is a blessing in it.
They always say obedience is better than sacrifice. I've got a sermon that I preach sometimes in some of the churches I go to, and I have a cane because a lot of people don't realize that I'm injured, but I have a metal plate and 11 pins in my leg. And,
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I went through 6 months homebound in a wheelchair and another 6 months to learn to walk again. And what happened was I always tell people, you know, because the Lord had told me once Ralph's Ministries came about, the Lord told me to leave my church. And I loved my church, and I loved my church family so much that I kept saying, I can't leave them. They need me. And I wouldn't listen to the Lord. And so here I was in the wheelchair, and one day when I was praying, I said, then, well, Lord, I'm no good in this wheelchair. My church needs me, and I can't serve them. I can't do anything from here. I said, I need to get back to my ministry. And the Lord came right out and said, I gave you a ministry, and you didn't do what I told you to do.
Wow.
And I tell people, If the Lord has to even break your legs to make you sit still and hear what he has to say, then he'll do it. And you could hear people go, oh, my, you know.
Right.
But it's
like,
the same
hard.
Thing because we don't listen.
That's true. That's true. I tell people all the time, if God doesn't get your attention while you're out doing your thing, he'll either incarcerate you or he'll place you in the hospital, not near death, but to a point of where you can't move and you have to hear from him.
Yeah. He'll pin you down and make you still.
Oh,
be still and know that
to.
I am God.
That's it. He'll definitely do it. He'll make you lie down in green pastures.
Well, and he might trip you to get you there.
Okay.
You know, I've heard of a gentle push and a gentle nudge, but I don't know about a big shove, but, you know, he'll do what he's got to do.
Okay, he'll push you off the cliff and catch you.
Well, thank you. At least he does that. Praise his name. So now you're in a pickle, and so you decided I better do what the Lord tells me to do.
Yes, because being homeless is not fun, especially in a city where you spent half of your life and you know everybody. You're familiar with the surroundings. And it was just amazing how I was homeless in this town that I grew up in, and I knew everybody, the so-called friends that I had at that time. I would go to them, and they didn't quite turn me away, but they'd say, yeah, you make it. Stay here for a couple of days. But then as soon as I couldn't come up with any money to help on the bills, I had to go. So I bounced from house to house to house. And what really got my attention was I went to a friend's house and I was offered to sleep on their floor. Now, I'm afraid of rodents. Yes, I'm already afraid. I can't stand mice. And
right.
I was laying on the floor and a mice was just sitting there looking at me.
Ooh.
And I was sitting there looking at him. And that let me know that I was in a pit. I felt like the prodigal son when he was in the pig pen. And
wow.
That's
isn't
what let
that
me know.
Something?
Amazed. I tell you, God is awesome. He'll get your attention. Yes, he will. He got mine. So here I am in the South. You know.
So you ended up leaving.
Correct.
And then what did you, like you just kind of left and you had to go somewhere? What happened?
No, I had called my mom and I told her, I said, you know, me and God had a fight and he won. And I said, he wants me to come back home to that little town that you're in. And I said, I don't have anything. And she said, go to a bus station. I'll send you some money, get you a ticket. And I got on the first thing smoking and headed back to the South. And I was upset with God. I really was. I was like, why would you take me from my homeland, you know, where they had beautiful beaches and, you know, pretty, you know, to put me here with the mosquitoes and the crocodiles and the heat. I just was like really upset with God.
Isn't that something? So then basically he sent you where he needed you to be, and how did things go from there?
Well, from there, after I got over my selfish ways, as far as, you know, you can't be upset with God forever. It just doesn't work because you definitely need him. After I got over the fact of being with him, he started showing me things here in the South, how he wanted to use me and what he wanted to do in my life, and I didn't yield the very first time, and I ran a little bit more, and then you know, things caught up with me, and finally he got my attention for real, because this time I was like at rock bottom, and I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to stop. But I told the Lord, I need you to do this one thing for me. I was addicted to marijuana for 23 years, and I told the Lord.
Wow.
Yes, I told the Lord if he ever delivered me from marijuana, I'd do whatever he wanted me to do. I'd stop doing whatever I was doing, cold turkey. And he did. 2005, I got delivered from marijuana.
Amen.
And been clean ever
Wasn't
since.
Wasn't that something?
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And it's funny, you should say that, because as I told you, Toronto is going through something right now with this mayor of ours confessing to all this alcohol and now crack cocaine.
Wow. We had a mayor like that at one time. And
Marion Barry.
You know. Well, see, I didn't want to. I wanted to protect the innocent.
He ain't innocent. Just put a link on our Route Ministries broadcasting page. Because it says Marion Barry's office has supportive words for crack smoking Toronto mayor.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that's one of our hot topics because, it's just unbelievable. We're kind of shocked, and I guess in a way we're waiting to see the next shoe drop. It's just unbelievable. We're not really sure what to make of it.
Oh, yes. When God is after you and you don't yield, he'll also pull the covers back so people can see who you really are. And I just thank him that I gave in at the right time.
Yes, amen. Well, you know what? Yeah, like you said, sometimes he'll bring you the drink, and you don't want it that far over the edge.
That's right. I know that's right. I want to stay on the good side.
So I guess now you think about it, a lot of what you've experienced in your life is what we're hearing and feeling in your music.
Correct. That is correct. That's 120% correct. Everything that I write about in my music, I've either experienced it, I've been through it myself, or I've seen it with my own eyes. I never rap about anything that I've never done or been through. You know, my music is totally 120% experience.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what are some of your favorite pieces? Because, I picked out a couple. Because I wasn't sure if Bernice was going to allow me to share it for too long.
to be honest, I believe it's a great album. This is my second album. My first album I did in 2010. It's titled Distraction. And it was a great album. I created it, basically off of me coming into the fold of Christianity with my whole heart, what God called me to. And I had a number one hit on that album as well, titled The Devil is a Liar.
Yeah.
And that album took me on a world tour. I traveled with some of the greatest gospel artists in music history today, Lee Williams, the legendary Lee Williams in the Spiritual QC, Evelyn Turrentine, AG, Yolanda Adams. I did shows with a lot of gospel artists, and I was able to just travel the world and express who I was through what God was giving me, and I enjoyed
Amen.
It.
Amen. Okay.
That was my first album.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, how do people get in touch with Maurice Gray or get copies of these albums?
Okay. The first album is on CD Baby. It's on iTunes, cdbaby.com/Maurice Gray. You can go to iTunes and download it, MP3, if you like. I don't have a record deal, so I'm not out there, in a large mass of where everybody can go to Walmart and pick up my CD. I would love that, and I believe it's coming, but I'm not
it
out
is.
There.
The Speak internet, it into being, brother. Amen.
Right. Speak those things as though they are. So as of now, the internet, thank God for the internet. It helps me a lot to get my music to places where I can't get to. My second album, which is titled Church Folks and Gossip, is what you're playing off of now. That song is totally free. You can go online and get that for free at ReverbNation.com/Maurice Gray. I posted the link several times on my Facebook page.
Okay. All right. And we posted your Facebook page on here as well on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And we'll continue to play your music and promote you and do what we can to get you out there some more. Now, I've got to put it out there, everybody who's listening, because, you have a car and you travel, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
So if you're in the southern states, he's not just stuck in Louisiana. He can move around. So if
That's
you
right.
need to book him, you contact him directly, or, of course, we'll connect you to him if you need, and he'll have some more information and continue to update everybody. Now, do you have any shows coming up that we need to know about?
I do. I have several, and, it's amazing you say that. I have several here. I have one in El Dorado, Arkansas, coming up on the 9th. I'll be in El Dorado. A big shout out to El Dorado, Arkansas. I have one coming up November 23rd in St. Joseph, Louisiana. That's about 2 hours away from where I'm at now.
Right.
I have another one up in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I don't know if you want the addresses to these locations, but these
well,
are the...
what we're going to do, you're going to get me that information so we can post it and let people know where you're going to be and the dates and everything.
Great. That's great.
Okay. That would be good.
I thank God for you so much.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, we thank God for you because people like you are the ones who are working and serving and sometimes reaching out to people that I can't always meet.
Amen.
You're standing
Amen.
In a gap. That you're standing in, not in the gap, but in a gap. Amen?
Amen. That's it.
Amen. Because you got to think about it. I mean, we all have our own ministry and we all have things that we're supposed to do. But the Lord will call. You know, he always says that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
That's right.
So and, you know, I can't rap to save my life.
What if I ever
I cannot rap and you don't want me. And I love hip-hop. I love some rap. And you know what? And the thing is, you don't have hardcore rap. You have that's easy listening and it's grooving. And, you know, I can move to it. I'm like you playing and I'm dancing and... You know, so it's easy on the ears because it's not just for the young generation, but other people can listen to it.
Right. Amen.
You know, and so it's very, I was watching a video that you had where I saw the church was just going wild. I'm just curious to know what you were singing that day.
Oh, my gosh. I have wrote a song called Christian Ride. And
yes.
It's all free for download on reverbnation.com/MauriceGray.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that song really ministers to just people, period. I don't care where I go and do that song, that's the response I get. And it's a deep story about a young man trying to minister to a young lady, and he's thrown off track. And then the second verse is a young lady trying to minister to a young man, but he's not trying to hear it. And the young lady has HIV, and it's
oh wow,
I mean, God just gives me the words He gives me to put in these songs are just awesome. And like I said, along with my experiences and what I've been through, it comes out of me, and I'm excited.
Amen, amen. And it's funny because you know, you have to just let the Lord give you the words because I've been at conferences in the States where, when I used to be AME and I still support them. And it's funny because I can remember being representing Canada at a conference. And even though I was a minister, you know, there was a certain protocol and I was supposed to do a reading because I also wrote poetry. And it was so funny, and it was kind of, they put the program together, but it wasn't a normal structured church service. And I thought, this is kind of odd. And then the Lord started giving me words, and I was writing them down, like literally like just like maybe half an hour before it was time to go, because it wasn't giving me anything for almost 2 days. And I was like, are you going to embarrass me in front of these people? And then he started doing this thing, and I was kind of nervous because it was very different from what I was accustomed to writing. And literally when I went up there, I told them, y'all need to pray for me because the Lord is doing something very different, and I'm not sure why, but I'm going to go ahead with this.
That's
and
amazing.
I'm telling you, people were blown away because I did not realize, and my friend told me, she said, she's a pastor, don't you see? We didn't have a preacher tonight, but
wow.
your poem became the message.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, yeah, because it even almost had like an altar call in it and everything. I was like, what are you doing, Lord? This is embarrassing.
No, that's amazing. Believe it or not, that's how I started writing rap music. I started doing poetry.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. And the words will come and you don't understand it. I mean, I now write children's books and novels. And
oh,
I'll
wow.
just get up early, suddenly 1 o'clock. I'll wake up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord will start giving me poetry rhymes for little kids.
Oh, wow. I thought it was just me.
And I'm like, okay, what is this all about? And he'll just say, write it down. So I write it down. And the next thing you know, I've got a book.
That's right. I have to sleep with a pen and pad.
Yeah.
Next to my bed.
And people say, oh, how long did it take you to put this book together? And I'll go, 10 minutes. And they'll be like, what? Yeah.
That's about how long it takes me to put music together. I mean, it just comes. It's natural.
Yeah, but they're his words, and that's why. And everything we do, even the non-Christian children's books, they all have a life lesson. And so he puts the lesson together in the words. So, yeah, we have to not only be obedient, but we have to listen, we have to obey. And what is that song, Trust and Obey, because there's no other way? And you know, we have to, and that's the thing. Testimonies that we have are changing lives. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So you make sure you get me that information so we could post it and let people know where you're going to be and when and where and how. And we're going to continue to follow you. And you make sure you keep us updated, because we're all, I tell everybody, we stalk you in the nicest way possible.
Okay. That's awesome.
Well, amen.
If I have any Twitter fans out there, I'm also on Twitter at Maurice Gray. They can follow me on there.
Okay. All right. We'll get all of that information out there then, for sure, and make sure people can contact you too. Where's my lady at, Bernice?
She's right here. She just happened to just walk up on me.
Okay. Hey, girlfriend.
She can't hear you. Would you like to speak with her? She's
yes, you're going to put her on air. Amen.
Shaking her head like, no, I don't want to talk.
No, tell her Pastor J. Rouse said she got to be obedient.
Pastor J. Rouse said she got to be obedient. Hold on. Here she goes. Hold on.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, my sister friend. How are you?
I'm so wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I could tell you're a little embarrassed to be live on air. That's okay. Everybody, this is Bernice Gray. This is my new buddy, and she is the backbone and the support of this rapping artist that we know, and Maurice Gray. And remember, my sister, that behind every good man is a simply amazing and wonderful woman. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. You see, she got bolder. Well, girl, I won't keep you on air because I know you're a little nervous about talking on air, but that's okay. We love you, and you guys continue to do what you do, and I'm going to say a blessing for you, too, that may the Lord God use you. May he strengthen you. May he encourage you. And you know what else, Bernice? The Lord is telling me right now that you've been seeking, and you're trying to find out what you need to do to serve him because you want to do more. Praise God. And he said your time is coming, and there's stuff that you're going to do. And remember, my sister, when he calls one, he calls you both. Amen? Yes, you receive it in the name of Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I know my Lord's never wrong. You have a wonderful night. Put your husband back on, and you and I will catch up very soon, my love, okay?
Okay, you do the same. Hold on 1 second for me.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. She's just all smiles.
Okay, that's all right. We had a little private moment, and the Lord showed her some things. So praise God. And
awesome.
Before I let you go, I'm going to say a prayer with you, okay? Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise your name. Hallelujah. As my brother said, that we have to truly be obedient, and it is better than sacrifice. So, Father God, we ask right now that whatever you have put this task to hand, that you be ever so in the midst, Father God. We ask that you strengthen them, that you encourage them. We ask that you bless their home, bless their family, family. Bless their finances, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you continue to make a way out of nowhere. And Father God, we speak it right now that you would allow things to come into their lives and people would just give them things, Father God, and continue to support them for all that they do. And Father God, we know money is not everything. So Father, we know that you will put things in their hands that they would need at any time that they should without even having to ask. So Father God, we ask that you strengthen them, that you encourage them, you lift them, and Father God, we speak success in their life, in their marriage, and in their household. And Father, we ask for a special hedge of protection around them now as they continue to go forth and build upon the kingdom that you have allowed and set before them. And may they continue to have much grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I know we got to go and time is running out, but you asked me what was my favorite song. It's Somebody
Yes.
Loves You.
Oh, yes. That's another good one. They're all good.
Amen. Amen.
Then maybe that's what we'll have to do. Once we let you go, we're going to play that one. How's that?
That's awesome.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, we're going to continue to promote you and allow the world to reach out and be touched by you. And I thank you for that wonderful testimony, because it's not always easy to share when things weren't so good in your lives. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But I always tell people, you know, when you find God and you're truly past where you used to be, you're really not ashamed of what you did in your past.
Amen. That's right.
Well, because it shows growth. It doesn't show that you were a bad person or that you went through stuff or that you were pitiful or anything negative. It shows that you did the right thing. You held on to the Lord and you overcame. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so we like testimonies like that, so that the world could see none of us came and had it all together from the very beginning, and some have fallen down. And that's what I said at the beginning of the show. It is one thing to fall down and get back up, but if you fall down, when you get back up, you want to make sure you get up properly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But I'm going to let you go, my brother. We'll definitely be in touch. I still got some information I got to pass on to you, but you get me that information too so we can continue to let folks know where to find you.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure and a simple honor. And maybe one day I'll get to come and check you out live and we can be on location. Praise the Lord. So you never know. Have wings, we'll travel.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So thank you again, Brother Maurice Gray, everybody. That was Maurice Gray and his lovely wife, and I'm going to call her Minister Bernice in the name of Jesus. And so we're going to speak it into being, and we're going to sign off because we're going to play his favorite song, because we already played mine and Bernice's favorite song, Somebody Love You by Maurice Gray, featuring Saucy.
For real, they say you don't exist, all you do is laugh and kill. Everybody's got issues, and they wanting you to solve them. Then you help them with their problems just to be let down. There's a rumor going around that you're a prophet, not the son. I beg your pardon, he is Christ, the anointed one. Everybody's gone crazy like you said they would. I gotta reach a word daily like you said I should. And my hood is a mess, your house is too. All we do is argue about what we supposed to do. We supposed to help pastor, enemies, friends, or foes. Hoop and holler, take an offering, no focus on souls. And my goal is to reach them through this gift called rap. You gave me that, and you got followers who's mad at that. I know they did it to you. I hear them saying, we gon' nail them. I quote Psalms 91, and this is when I tell them that. In my home, they say grandma's gone. I know death is sure to come, but you sit on the throne. My phone steady ringing, bad news they steady bringing. I got peace in my heart, so I begin to sing it like Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. That's grandma's song. She could sing it all day long when she's feeling low. Even on her bad days, man, y'all just don't know. The roots of our family, she's stronger than you think. We the chain brought together, can't be missing that link. Since the word gives life, I'ma speak it till I see change. And when I see change, I'm praising God for the whole thing. No pain, grandma was gone for 3 whole minutes, but my God brought her back. That's what the doctors bear witness to, a miracle. Here I go, giving God praise again, thanking him for grandma's life. And you, my friend, cause
Somebody Love You Baby. My, my, my. That's Maurice Gray. Wasn't that an amazing interview? You know, it's funny how God will use certain people, and the topics just always seem to tie in together. Praise God. Now, we got some more information we want to do, and we're going to check in with a good friend of mine and get her perspective on this situation with the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. My, my, my. But as I let you know, we went to, we attended the Ultimate Sacrifice, and it was simply amazing. The play was awesome. And so I just want to give you some updates, and we had an opportunity to share some time with Christian media, much like ourselves, with our brother and sisters in Christ from Kingdom Buzz. And this is my buddy Paul Brown. Good evening, everybody. We're live on location, and it's Pastor Jay Rouse. Praise the Lord. I'm in church this evening. Praise God. We're here at Global Kingdom Church, and it's a phenomenal place, and so many big things take place here, and not just regular church service, but tonight is the Ultimate Sacrifice. And ironically enough, I'm actually here with media.
Yes, you are.
And I'm here with Paul, and he's from Kingdom Buzz, and
And they're at www.kingdombuzz.org, and they do amazing things. I know they cover a lot of things on the TV, and they cover a lot of Christian events. So they do similar stuff to Rouse Ministries Broadcast and Communications.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what was your draw to Ultimate Sacrifice?
Well, we've been partnering with Cheryl for a while now. We actually have a thing called kbtickets.com where we sell events. So whenever there's a Christian event going on in the area, one of the hardest things about it is that people don't know about them.
Right.
It'll go on at one church, but my church won't know.
Yeah.
So because my church doesn't know, no one shows up. You don't really need to worry about that very much with Cheryl because she's fabulous and everybody loves her. But what we're trying to do is bring everyone together. So just like what you do when you're doing your talk show, we love to make sure that everyone in the kingdom knows what everyone else in the kingdom is doing so we can go support each other.
Amen.
So we've been selling the tickets for them, and that's part of why we're here.
Okay, and you know what? I'm going to tell you, I've actually been snooping around because I've been helping with the putting the website so people could buy the tickets, and I've actually gone to the ticket. It's like a Christian Ticketmaster almost.
Yes.
And I loved it because I saw there were so many other events. And ironically enough, on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcast and Communications, we promote all kinds of international events as well. So we try to let everyone. So we have people logging in from around the world that they have events we promoted and posted so people in their area
see, now
can
we
know.
Need, now we need to partner together.
Yes!
Because then I can get the stuff that you're doing and you can get the stuff that we're doing and we can make sure that everybody sees it.
Exactly. And I think it's good because it's an outlet.
Yes.
When you think about it, regular media will cover regular secular things, but they don't cover the Christian events. And I kind of realize that we need to have an outlet, much like you, to let everybody know. You know, remember the days when we used to do the clubbing and we could make a phone call and everybody...
And everybody knew what was going on, yeah. Yeah, we actually went so far as we started a new magazine called Influence.
Yeah.
And the other side of that coin was, because on the television show, we get to touch ministry.
Uh-huh.
In the magazine, we're actually going to start feeding them.
Okay.
So it's going to be about, you know, ministry for the soul and, you know, what young people think about what's going on. And the magazine is wonderful because it gets to touch the other side of the coin.
Okay.
Right? So, and that way we can put, you know, plays that are coming up and advertisements in the magazine and give everybody else another way to see them, right?
Amen.
So between you and me, we've got media, or we've got television, radio, and magazines down and publishing too, apparently.
Yes,
so that's great.
And I'll let the listeners know that we're going to put your website, the link onto our page as well, because, you know, we want to continue to share, and it's all about growth.
Amen.
It's all about growth. So I understand that you guys have some new things taking place lately because you're building up and gearing up. See, I know some of your stuff.
We are. We actually have a new studio that's coming. We partnered with GTA Faith Alliance and Senator Don Meredith.
Okay.
And we're putting a studio in with his youth center.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be bringing the youth in, and they're going to be actually the people learning to run the show.
Very good.
So underprivileged youth are going to get the chance to learn and grow and develop a skill and have something to put on the resume.
Right.
And they'll be learning everything from Photoshop to how to run a camera.
Amazing.
And that'll give us a live place to shoot. We're flipping up the show a little bit, so it's going to be a little bit more about what's going on in the world and how do we, as Christians, handle it and deal with it and help.
Right.
A little bit less entertainment. And then the magazine will be all the entertainment stuff and the feeding of the soul and all of that stuff.
Okay.
So we'll kind of be hitting both sides. And then KB Tickets dead in the middle doing all of the, making sure everybody knows what's going on.
Amazing. And I like that. And like you said, we've got to train up the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key thing. We've been pushing and promoting that non-stop, and we do it around the world as well, so it's kind of good because then it's actually, you know, you could teach a man to fish and you can feed him forever. If you give him food, it'll only last a day, and that's exactly, we're sowing seeds.
Yeah, exactly.
All sorts of seeds into our youth. This
and
very
that's what
good.
We want. We want to see them grow, and we want to, and more than that, we want to see them come out.
Yes.
Because we're not, which is why things like this are so crucial.
Yes.
Right? Because like you said earlier, we can get them come here.
Mm-hmm.
For this,
yes.
But getting them in the door on a Sunday, almost unheard of.
Exactly.
So how do we affect change?
Yes.
We get them to this, right? And then they get God, and then they realize why we say the things that we say and the Christianese that we throw out at church all the time, and they feel like they get it, so they're more likely to stay.
And I think
think there's something unique, too, to be able to actually have these types of events within a church.
Yes.
Because people, I mean, when you come to a church like this, this does not look like your average everyday church, and here's the steeple and these are the people.
Exactly,
kind of
exactly. And because they're here for this, they see that we're not what they think we are.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
Heaven forbid we be fun and goof off and laugh. And
well, now, come on now.
I know. I know. We're getting started.
But that's what it's all about.
It
Jesus
is.
Joy, and there's nothing like it, and that's what we have to continue to portray. Any last words before we head on in for our ultimate sacrifice?
I'm looking forward to it. I know they're starting. I can hear the music.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
Okay, thank you so much. And everyone, again, that's kingdombuzz.org. And they promote Christian events, and they do report Christian programs, because I know they cover Glass Awards and all sorts of things.
Yes, we do.
And you know we were there as well. So we're going to go on in and check out what the ultimate sacrifice is. And I understand there's a few other things taking place before the play. So this is Pastor Jay Rouse. We're going to check in again and keep you posted. Signing off here on location at Global Kingdom. And we're about to check out Ultimate Sacrifice. Thank you, Paul. Have
Amen.
A glorious evening. God bless.
You too.
Okay. And that was Paul Brown from Kingdom Buzz. I also want to give a shout-out to my buddy over there, Nicole. Lovely, lovely woman. They're doing some powerful things and reaching out to the Christian community. And I know Paul wants to do some fellowship and some sharing and partnering in some of the things that we do. So we'd be more than happy to continue to work with them. Amen. Now, I was also interviewed, so that should be coming out on their TV show soon. I will certainly keep everybody posted, and they talk to me about Rouse Ministries, Rouse Ministries Publishing, and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. So we have lots to share and like to get our information out and let our listeners also hear what's happening from behind the scenes. So now we're at Ultimate Sacrifice, and things are going well. So we checked in, and we got to connect with a couple people, and got them right here. Now here's Trudy from EMG, which is Exousia Media Group, and they are the people that Cheryl Nemhart has developed, and this is her company, I guess, her corporation on her films and her plays, and, you know, she's just building her own little kingdom, praise God. But here you go. This is Trudy. This is Pastor Jay Rouse checking in again. We're live at Global Kingdom, praise God. I keep forgetting the name of the church, praise the Lord. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's probably the second time I've actually been in here. They have so many wonderful events, and we're here still waiting to watch this amazing play, Ultimate Sacrifice, that everybody's been waiting for. And I'm standing here with a very lovely lady by the name of Trudy. And Trudy is with Exousia?
Yes.
Okay, and what exactly does Trudy do?
I'm a performer as well, so I sing and I act and I dance.
Mm-hmm.
My credits with EMG, as we call it for short, I was a part of My Brother's Keeper, also known as MBK. So that was produced in 2011 and did really, really well.
Right.
As well as just, you know, being on board to help with anything else. We're definitely a giant family. We try to be all hands on deck and help out when anything is going on. So, yeah.
It's a mega fest because I think everybody's involved. Now, are you involved directly in today's show? Like, not just to help, but are you performing?
No, I'm not a part of the performance today. I'm definitely just here to watch and support. And also, I guess I'm affiliated with some other, you know, media partners. So I'm helping out otherwise.
Right. And she's actually here trying to help guide some people and keep us, the media people, a little happy and controlled. So I'm just wondering now, I know they're doing so many big things, and we're trying to promote them with Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And Cheryl was on our show just on Wednesday evening. So now we're going to see the Ultimate Sacrifice, but there's some other things taking place this evening before the play, I understand.
Yeah, there's a whole lineup of performances and things to come. So it's going to be a really great show all around. You know, the show before the show is, you know, inclusive of comic Jay Martin. Everybody loves him. He's amazing. We're also going to have Doal perform. They are a hip pop dance crew led by Greg and Charlene Hines. They are going to be performing. I believe there's some other talent as well. I'll leave something.
Yeah, I think there's some spoken word or something I think might be taking place if I remember correctly. I'm not
yes,
sure.
There should be some spoken word as well. Oh, yes, Dwayne Morgan. He's going to be doing some stuff as well. So I'm here.
Dwayne Morgan.
Okay. I'm here calling out Jay Martin. I hope I'm just getting all excited and listing all these people. I hope Jay Martin is here. Dwayne Morgan is definitely here.
Yes.
And everybody in Toronto knows him.
Perfect.
So now the anticipation is beginning. How are you feeling about tonight?
I'm so excited. A bit of, you know, nervous energy, you know, for my peers, but good nerves. You know, I'm really excited, and I have no doubt that they're just going to smash it tonight. You know, all of the talent is through the roof. So
there was a young man that was coming through and he was in tears and he told me he was scared. So I was trying to find out what he was afraid of. He said, for the play. And I thought that was kind of a bad reaction. I thought, well, why is he so afraid? And then I realized that it's that intense because I said, have you seen it before? And he said, just at the practice. So that just gives us a level of the intensity of where we're going to go here. But I think Cheryl, she has a tendency to bring the magnitude to her plays, and they're so realistic.
Yeah. Absolutely. She will bring it, and I think that's the point. You know, we are definitely a ministry and a movement and a production company that is about saying, you know, not only this is who we are and these are our talents, but we're bringing this to you because it's live, because it's real, because it's what really happens on the street. And I think sometimes, a lot of times, people get the censored, you know, version of things within reason. But I think Cheryl and Exousia Media Group is all about just saying, here it is. This is it. Everything is not always rosy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's life.
Yeah.
So.
It's a reality check. And that's actually our theme right now on the Rouse Ministry Broadcasting and the Pastor J. Rouse Show is keeping it real. And tonight, we most definitely are keeping it real. Trudy, I've hogged you for enough. I'm sure everybody needs you, but it was a pleasure meeting you. And obviously, we'll be seeing you in some of the other presentations, because I know Cheryl's, she's never done.
Exactly.
She's never done.
Her mind never stops. I don't even know if she actually sleeps.
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if she does. She probably has that look, and she kind of keeps her eyes open, and she might very well be sleeping. I have to check on her and find out from her.
Exactly.
She laugh at us. But this is Pastor J. Rouse signing off again, and we'll be checking in again on Ultimate Sacrifice. Don't forget, we're on Facebook, so you want to check out some of the pictures we're going to be taking tonight and some of the updates, and we'll be giving some reviews throughout the play. Thank you again, Trudy. Have a glorious evening. God bless you.
You are most welcome.
Thank you.
Good night.
Pastor J. Rouse here, and we're still here at Global Kingdom, and we're hanging out in the auditorium waiting for the ultimate sacrifice. And I looked across the room and started to panic because I saw someone who looked even prettier than I did. Praise God. And it's my buddy Nikki Clark. How you doing, Miss Clark?
I am fabulous. It's so good to see you, Pastor Rouse.
Amen. So you're here to get your ultimate sacrifice
I'm
on.
Here to get my ultimate sacrifice on. I'm so excited. I had the amazingly talented Cheryl Nemhart on my show a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so inspired by her story, so I had to come down here and support her.
Amen.
And now I understand you've relaunched your show.
I have.
The Nikki Clark Show. And how is that going?
It's going beautifully. It's a live taping every Wednesday night, and it's broadcasted online on thatchannel.com, and it's super amazing to have a live audience feeding you some positive energy. So I really enjoy it, and meeting people with inspiring stories every week is all I've ever wanted.
Amen. So what's next for the Nikki Clark? I know you've got your jewelry going on, and you've got music happening, and what else is next, or what are you looking at next?
Well, I think the Lord is leading me to maybe some policy making, maybe in the next 3 years. I could see myself working more in the community in terms of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that unfolds.
All right. Well, rumor has it that Rob Ford might be out of a job. So should we start doing the posters now or
at least give him time to pack his box.
I'm going to give him 2 weeks.
Give him some notice.
At least 2 weeks.
You heard it here, folks, on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And you'll all have to check out Ms. Nikki Clark. And we'll do a link on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And we're just hanging out here anticipating the ultimate sacrifice. And I'm sure you'll get some feedback. I think you're going to have a good time. Everyone seems anxious.
Everyone is anxious. And I just can't wait. And I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity on your show. And you keep up what you're doing. You're doing a wonderful thing.
Amen.
A wonderful ministry for everyone out there. So thank you.
And praise God. And so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Clark, waiting for the ultimate sacrifice. Can't wait. We'll check in with you later. And I'm actually looking at Cheryl, looking disheveled. But we're here. And you know what? The stress meter must be high on her roster. But we'll get through this. We'll talk to you later. God bless. Amen. Praise God. Well, Nikki and I called it out because since Saturday's performance, the ultimate sacrifice, it would turn out that Rob Ford has really, really, really come out with some news, and they're trying to get him to sit down. So, Nikki, you might want to start getting your stuff together so you can move in. Amen. Isn't that something? Praise God. So we went to Ultimate Sacrifice. It was just amazing. I gave you play-by-play updates on the play, and I'm going to just read some of them now so you can understand the intensity of what we experienced. That just was phenomenal. And I certainly can't even begin to express it in words because it was something you didn't just see, but you felt it. It was very emotional, very realistic. The acting was amazing. I've posted a picture, but I've got lots and lots of photos, so we'll be doing that very, very soon as well so everybody can see what we got up to and what we got to experience. The audience was full. The audience was very much into it and just mind-blowing. And I'm just pulling up here some of our remarks. All right. Pre-show of The Ultimate Sacrifice so far consists of award-winning spoken word artist Dwayne Morgan. Deep and most definitely keeping it real. We'll have to try and see if we can get Brother Dwayne on the show. I'm telling you, the words, he was powerful, and it was beyond explanation. So we definitely want to give a shout-out and props to Brother Dwayne for doing what he does. He has his own special gift. Then I said the award-winning film by Cheryl Nemhard that was covered by the Pastor J. Rouse Show on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications just a few weeks ago was shown this evening. So after Dwayne Morgan, she actually showed the short film that's won, I believe she said, 15 awards. And I can't even imagine how many nominations. So it's just moving across the nation. And I said nation. And I said it's still as good as it was when it first was premiered at the Gospel Film Festival in Toronto. Praise God. Now, the show that night was a live recording taking place, so they had to make sure they had everything tight and intact, and it truly was. I said, powerful beginning, so realistic. The intensity is felt by the whole audience. Everyone is captivated. Not another sound can be heard. And then I said, continuing to keep it real on the Pastor J Show. And yeah, just it was mind-boggling. At one point I said, Ultimate Sacrifice continues after the intermission. Pastor J Rouse now struggling to hold back tears at this part of the play. I say it's gripping, heart-wrenching, and emotionally captivating, a play within a play. It was amazing. And then we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Cheryl. It was a long night, And they got started a little late, but nobody left because everybody was so entranced with the whole evening. It was just amazing. And so, you know, you missed it. You missed it. And I think they may have it, they may have a video coming out or something of that nature, because obviously they were filming. But once it becomes public, I will most definitely let you know. But in the meantime, this is our closing interview with Cheryl Nemhard after Ultimate Sacrifice.
This is Pastor Jay Rouse, and we're closing up here live on location at Global Kingdom Church Ministries. And we heard her on Wednesday night, and we felt her tonight. And now I've managed to steal her, and I mean literally steal her. I think I had to grab her by the hair and drag her into this room back here. And we're sitting here with the Ultimate Sacrifice, Ultimate Girl with the Ultimate Play, Cheryl Nemhard. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, mm-hmm. How you feeling, my dear?
I am I'm exhausted,
yes.
But I am so overjoyed, okay, at what God has done. It was palpable.
Yes.
You could feel that thing.
Yes.
It was incredible.
One of the reviews we did, because I always check in and I'm forever updating, and one of them I said that it's so captivating and powerful that you can't, not another sound could be heard.
Yeah.
Like the audience was so engrossed in it,
yeah,
that they reacted when they reacted. Mm. And after the intermission was my toughest time. And I literally said, Pastor Jay Rouse, struggling to hold back tears.
Wow.
I think the hardest part for me to watch was to watch the Lord at work,
yeah,
and what was happening to my Lord. I quoted it as a play within a play.
Mm.
So to me, that was two plays in one,
mm,
and it was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deeply moved, deeply touched. I think this is powerful, beyond words.
Amen.
Now I did say to Pastor Meikle, and I'm going to tell you now. I told him, Cheryl, I'm going to spank Cheryl. Because after should have been the perfect time for him to reach out.
Mm.
Perfect altar call,
yeah,
moment.
My goodness.
Because once you've done that, then everyone's feeling it. That's the time.
That's right.
So next
right
time. Next
right
time.
Yeah,
next time.
You know, it was so funny because just with the time and everything, and one of our opening artists took a little longer than we expected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything pushed back. And all that was in my mind is, Lord, it's 9:45,
mm-hmm,
and they're now taking intermission. I was,
yeah,
like, oh, Lord. But, you know, it was, people didn't leave.
They didn't care.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
They stayed right with us to the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop,
yeah,
in that place.
Definitely.
And people were just holding back tears or crying. It was just unbelievable. To God be the glory.
Amen. Great things he has,
mm-hmm,
done. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long, 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 long journey,
yes,
running around,
yes,
hanging,
ma'am,
out in my country of the UK,
that's right,
darting back, coming,
mm-hmm,
back and doing ultimate things, doing major media blitz.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to rest?
I'm going to take one day and I'm going to shut it down. And then I'm going to get back up and start to dream
one
again.
One day. I like the way you said get back up. Are you going to be able to get back up, Cheryl?
I will. I usually, my body hits a wall and then I crash. But
yeah,
then I get back up because I even try to slow down. But there's something that drives me.
Yeah.
And I know it's a divine calling.
The Lord
just gotta,
strengthens you and he
gives does.
You. Because everybody says, how do you do what you do, Pastor
I don't,
Jay?
Yeah.
And I said, when you're doing what you're supposed to, you don't tire the way,
yeah,
people would think.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
But I'm thinking maybe 2 days.
Okay.
You think you can you just
two
throw
days.
In an extra day for me?
I'll throw in an extra day for Pastor Jay.
Okay. So you know we're going to keep following you.
Yes, please.
We're going to continue to promote you.
Please.
You know you've got our support.
Thank you.
You've got our prayers.
Amen.
And you know what? I even had a little chat with your mama. Bless
Yay.
Her heart. So I think I've been adopted now.
Aww.
And now your room's empty. I can move in.
Oh, stop it.
I got to see that handsome man that we were talking about the other night that you called your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And you've got two kids, but you have a whole entire kitten caboodle
three,
out there.
I have three kids.
Three kids.
Yes.
Oh, well, all those people in that play are
they
all are. Your kids.
They really are.
And they look up to you. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you. Because ministers may have titles and they may not do anything. But the ones who are serving are only worthy of what they're called. Amen.
Amen. That's really true. Amen.
So you continue to do what you do.
I will.
And you know we're behind you 100%.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to leave you. Let
you
eat.
Yes, and God bless you and all your listeners. They're amazing.
Oh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
People like you keep us going because we just want to share.
Amen.
So desperately.
Mm-hmm.
And we want the world to know.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to show the world the gifts
mm-hmm.
of other Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We are all one in one spirit. And
mm-hmm.
to me, I think it's important that we share.
Amen.
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 But I know you got to eat. I know you
okay.
need to take a moment to breathe.
Yep.
But thank you for taking this time.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I pulled you by the hair and dragged you in.
No, girl, you can pull me anytime.
You weren't even kicking and
you
screaming.
No,
praise
you're my girl
God.
Now. You can
praise
pull me anytime.
Praise God.
Yeah.
We'll touch base very
yes,
soon.
We
you
will.
Know I, you know I'm going to continue stalking.
Yes, we will. And you come out to the next play, which
I
is
will.
next year in the spring.
I will. Oh, well. I
mm-hmm.
Look, Cheryl.
I'll give you a sneak peek. It's called Touched.
Woo. Yes, yes. I remember you saying
mm-hmm.
that. But you know what? I know you've got more stuff up your sleeve
mm-hmm.
before then. I'm not.
Yeah.
I might look young and naive, but I'm not. Praise
hilarious.
God.
All
but
right.
you know what, my girl? God, you know what? Let's pray.
Amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we glorify you this
mm-hmm.
night, Father God. We thank you for showing up
mm-hmm.
and for showing out and for being so real, Father God. And Father, right now, I ask right now that you restore the energy of my sister. You fill her. You strengthen her body. You fix anything that's tired and weary. You fix what may be weak. And Father God, anything that would allow anything that's not of you to slip in, we bind it up now in the name of Jesus. We ask right now that you allow all those who would support her and strengthen her and bring her through to surround her now and a hedge of protection around her as she continues to do what many won't. Father God, we give you all praise, all glory, because nobody is more worthy. And we ask it now in Jesus' name, and therefore it shall be done. And we agree and say, amen. Amen. God bless you, my sister.
Thank you.
Amen. And we had a wonderful time. And we're going to continue to check in with Cheryl. And I hope she took those 2 days of rest. I know she probably didn't. I got to meet her mom. Simply wonderful. And, you know, I'm just praying that God continues to bless her and use her. We've had an awesome evening. And just remember that you too have a ministry. And whatever the Lord has called you to do, you need to do, because he has a purpose of why he needs you to do it. He could have anybody do whatever he wants. He can always find people to do things. He can make people do things because he is God. But he has a reason why it's just you and nobody else. Amen. So keep sweet. Stay safe. Join us next week. We're going to check in with my friend Rosemary Bryan, and we're going to continue to get some more feedback. We've gotten some already on Robert Ford or Rob Ford and the Marion Barry situation and so much more. God be with you. Until when? Till we meet again. Thank you.
same.